A legal aid office in Bloomington says it's ready and willing to help people expunge their cannabis convictions or better understand the automatic record clearing process already underway. Ryan Denham has the story.
Even before cannabis got the green light January 1st, Prairie State Legal Services was doing more and more expungement and record sealing work. Over the last 2 years, Prairie State has helped 79 people in McLean County seal or expunge 306 criminal records. Managing attorney Adrian Barr says those records are often the only thing standing in the way of a job or housing.
They're just transformed. They have these barriers that they never thought they could remove to get a job as a CNA or to get a full-time employment or promotion. And then some changes in the law that have happened in the last couple of years, people have been able to remove those barriers and been able to get multiple job offers where they weren't getting any before.
A big part of the state's new cannabis law is righting the wrongs of the drug war, and that means expungement. Minor cannabis arrests will automatically be expunged. Minor cannabis convictions must go through a lengthier process, but that, too, does not require intervention by the person involved. There are about 116,000 records like that statewide, and the Prisoner Review Board is looking them over now. Misdemeanors can be fast-tracked for pardon and expungement, and a list of felonies will be sent to individual counties like McLean to give prosecutors a chance to object. That could take months to complete. Barr says individuals have the right to pursue expungement on their own, too, because it's hard to say how long that quasi-automated process will take.
Anyone who's looking for a job this year or even next year would probably be well served to start this process themselves if they think these minor cannabis offenses will be a barrier to their employment.
Individuals might want to seek expungement on their own if they have a more serious conviction, like possessing up to 500 grams of cannabis. They don't qualify for the automated process. There are about 34,000 records statewide in that boat.
Really, what I've found is almost everyone knows someone who has a criminal record.
By the way, the governor's 11,000 pardons last week were all misdemeanor convictions. They're part of that 116,000 statewide that are eligible for expungement, so he's essentially done the first 9% or so of those, and everybody else is waiting. None of those 11,000 were here in McLean County. If you have a cannabis conviction or arrest on your record and are willing to share your expungement story with WGLT, please contact us at news@wglt.org to be part of a future story. I'm Ryan Denham.
McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says he expects to receive a list by February or March of those minor felony convictions that are on track for expungement. He says they just don't know how many cases they will get.